This is the Nile Energy Podcast, episode 381. Speaking of robots, you are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talk about IELTS newest speaking questions about robots and help you answer them in a fluent and high-scoring way.
What's up, Jessica? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling very energetic today, even though I woke up a bit early. I think you woke up earlier than I did, though.
I got up early today. I mean, sometimes you just gotta work hard, get up early. I find that I get the most work done when I just get up an hour or two early and totally. Just don't pay attention to anything but the work, you know? That's a good way to...
For sure. I love that we're able to do that because I like doing that too. If there's just a lot of tasks to do, it's peace of mind. It eases your mind somewhat just to like get a really good hour or two done in the morning.
Yes.
And then maybe take a break and go for a walk. And then what? It's only like 9 in the morning and you've already gotten like a huge step up with your day and you're like, you're feeling good.
Yeah. I don't know if it's partly our culture or personal work ethics, but I go nuts when I have a plan and I expect that I'm going to be able to finish something and then I can't for whatever reason.
Oh, me too.
I get really irritated.
Me too. Totally.
Yeah.
I know. I'm working on this listening skills book and these deadlines are flipping hectic. Like I have to write like 5 chapters a week and one chapter, it's about 16 pages if you include all the listening scripts and stuff like that. So I'm not only waking up early, I'm also going to bed quite late just trying to fit this in.
No, that's a lot of work.
It's all right. It's cool. No worries. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Guys, if you don't know that term, go to our YouTube channel and search improve because there is a recent YouTube video where I talk about idioms for improvement. And this is one of those. So I know that I'm halfway done with this book, right? Just give me like another month and a half of craziness and I'll be good.
Yeah, it's true. And it's true for our IELTS listeners here today, right? You guys know that there is an end, right? You're not always going to be taking the IELTS exam. You're going to get past it. And that's why we're here for you guys today. And you have to keep your mind on that goal. You have to envision yourself in your target country doing your new job that you want to be doing there.
You have to focus on that light, right? At the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about how important motivation is, right? This is a key to being a successful IELTS candidate in your preparation. You have to sacrifice some time, like Lindsay and I are talking about, right? We love our work. Yeah. We love what we do. So we sacrifice some time. And you guys love your dream. You guys love your future life. And that should be your motivation for waking up early, going to bed late, just doing what you have to do, right?
Yeah.
To only take the exam once and move on.
Exactly. Exactly. So with that in mind, let's hone in on the topic today. What are we talking about today, Jessica?
So we had a listener write in asking us to talk about about robots. So I've actually had a lot of comments on the YouTube channel lately asking for this. And I did a YouTube video. It's also on our blog. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and just search robots. And you could see this video. I do 3 example answers for these part 1 questions. Why are robots part of many TV shows and movies? Would you like a robot to help out around the home? And would you ride in a car driven by a robot? So, apparently, a lot of students have let us know that these are new questions on the IELTS speaking exam. So that's why we're tackling this in real time. So you guys are ready, for your next test. So this seems like a weird topic to have on part 1. But guys, you have to be ready for anything. I mean, sometimes you're asked about chocolate. You could be asked about colors or, I don't know, paint. Like, you could seriously be asked about anything.
That's nerve-wracking. But when we have this podcast, we can really prepare well because we know the range of topics that we're likely to find.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, I mean, besides that, in our course, we do tell you the brainstorming technique, so you will be ready for anything, right? Yeah. So it's not just practicing every single answer. It's having the strategies to deal with unfamiliar questions. Hello, lovely listeners. If you are ready to know exactly what the examiner is looking for to give you a 7, an 8, a 9 on the speaking exam and the writing exam, go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Right. That's the smart thing to have. You need strategies that go across any kind of question. I love
it. Yeah. Let's explore one of our strategies today in connection with robots. So one of the things that our students do in the course is to practice coming up with details that answer question words, right? Like who, okay, what, where, when, why, how. So let's just pick apart the brainstorming process for one of these questions. So for example, I love this question. Would you like a robot to help out around the home? Lindsay, thoughts? What do you think?
Yeah, well, actually, it makes me think of my brother actually already has something that feels like a robot moving around his floors at his house. Oh. I don't know if you've seen this thing, but it's this weird round thing that reminds me of, you remember Simon, that game?
It's my son has that. I love it. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. It's like that round shape and it's charged. It sits in a charging bank.
It's so weird.
And then you basically like press it and it goes around your house and it cleans the floor. And it'll move around like chairs. And my niece, she's so cute because she can't figure out if it's real or not real. So she gets really scared. She gets excited. She goes and she presses the button. She makes it go. And then for no reason, she gets terrified all of a sudden. That's and like hilarious. Jumps in my arms and she's scared of it all of a sudden. It's so funny. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's called a Roomba.
It's a little too real. It's weird.
It's odd. Yeah. I've only seen one of those. Well, I've seen them on TV, but I saw it in like one person's house and it is eerie. Like
it's eerie.
It feels like invasive or something. Yeah. Like I'm not controlling this right now. Like that's the scary part.
It's strange. It's one of I feel like that's the first example that I've really seen around the house of like a robot-like device.
Yeah, totally. You know? So if we connect your answer to the strategies, right, you fulfilled a lot of these brainstorming details, right? We had like the real, you're talking about a real person, which is the who, your brother, your niece, what, a specific device, where, at your brother's home, around the floors, around the chairs. So guys, if you notice her answer, I think Lindsay and I can provide answers that fulfill this strategy naturally because we're used to following the strategy. We made it up. So we don't have to stop and really think about it. But for you guys, I think it's one of those ideas of working backwards where you listen to our sample answers and you identify the who, what, where, when, why, how, right? And then you try your own answer where you fulfill those details yourself.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. Yeah, start by listening to the content. Yeah.
Cool. That was a really good example of using your personal experience to provide details. And I think what really freaks people out about this is this is like imaginary. This is usually something you have to do in part 3 because obviously we don't have robots right now. So like you have to be creative about the future. So for example, you could say like who you think would benefit most from this robot in the future. I would say like working parents. Yeah. And like, what exactly would help them? You know, I would love a robot to cook some dinner, do the laundry, sweep the floors, basically everything that I don't like doing around the home. Like, give details about that. And then when, you could say when you think this technology might be available. You know, like, I think by the year 2025, we'll be able to walk into any Target or Walmart and buy a discounted, you know, model of a robot maid or whatever.
Yeah, love that.
So if you guys actually meet these questions that are scary like this, just take it step by step, you guys. Don't try and answer right away. First, you need to practice accessing the ideas in your head, right? And that does take practice. It doesn't happen right away like it does for Lindsay and I, because we've already practiced. So for you guys, you could go online and get lots of sample questions. And then for the difficult ones, sit down and actually write out the question words. Who, what, where, when, why, how. And brainstorm all the details you can for each of those questions. And then practice answering using those notes.
Yeah, I love that. And I think also to hone in again on the robot question, I think you can also use your culture of thinking, because there has been a lot written. I feel like I've seen tidbits in the news about Uber eventually wanting to move to robots.
Yes, so, that's true.
Yeah. So that is that's that question about being driven by a robot. And so you could reference, you know, if you do have your ears open and with the culture of thinking, you could have some pieces of the news to grab at, which would help us feel more comfortable.
That's true. Any of these sort of technology-based questions, it seems like specialized knowledge to a certain extent, and that you're not supposed to have to do that on the IELTS exam. But obviously, we can't just ask all easy questions. So like Lindsay is talking about, the culture of thinking, guys, you need to listen to NPR, read the newspaper, listen to the BBC, because I've heard a lot of stuff like this recently too. And like the Google self-driving cars as well. And all the problems. Oh, yeah. They've had so many problems. I think like the city of San Francisco is like, nope, can't test it here. Like, it's just, like this seems like a weird topic, but it actually is in the zeitgeist, as we say. It is in the news around us.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I love that. Interesting topic. Never thought that this would pop up on the IELTS, but it has. And so we've got to be ready for it.
So guys, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 381. And I will link to the video with my sample answers, as well as, of course, link to all of the other references we've made to our amazing strategies in the article.
You got it, Jessica. And if you guys want to take the shortcut and the smart way to do it, and you want to get the strategies that will work across all questions, go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And we do recommend the personal coach option, because then you have a chance to get personal help. And that's what we know you guys need. So we created that option recently for you guys.
Yes. And the classes are with me, you guys.
Yes.
You talk to me personally one-on-one. And I've been doing, so many students have chosen this option recently that my schedule has been literally booked like back to back with awesome student classes. So,
so good.
Get in there soon. Like, I might not have room in the future.
I know, guys. It looks like the next couple of months are busy, right? So you do want to get in there now. If you're seeing that you have an exam coming up in May or even June, like, get in there and book your time as quickly as you can, because Jessica's schedule is going to fill up. She's getting popular.
Woohoo!
All right. Very cool. Well, this is really good. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. And we'll see you on the show again very soon.
All right. Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.